Well, thank you for joining us. We want to start things off by thanking our awesome new sponsor, Yasukochi Family Farms. They're an amazing local family farm. Farmer Donald and his family have been farming in San Diego since 1927, and they have what I know to be one of San Diego's most insane CSA boxes. Now, if you've never heard of a CSA box, CSA stands for Community Supported Agriculture.
This is something I have always wanted to do. I have always wanted to receive a CSA box. I don't know why I never pulled the trigger before, but you can sign up for a box. The regular size box, which is perfect for a family of four, is $29. They have a jumbo box that's $39, and it's delivered right to your door. Free delivery. These are the freshest fruits and vegetables because they're local. They haven't been sitting on a truck somewhere, traveling across the country. And they have a ton of add-ons too. You can add a bouquet of fresh flowers or some baskets of berries. They have Carlsbad Strawberry Company jam. I mean, there are tons of add-ons that you can add to your box.
Yeah, and one of the really cool things is you're supporting 11 to 14 local farms just by getting one box every week or every couple of weeks or once a month, your choice.
And like we said, delivery is always free. In fact, Yasukochi Family Farms is the only local CSA with free delivery to your home or office.
So get in on this. Get started at yasukochifamilyfarms.com. That's Yasukochi familyfarms.com/CSA. We'll put a link on our Instagram or at allinsandiego.com if you need it.
And I'll post a video of my amazing haul. You're going to want to get in on this. Yasukochifamilyfarms.com/CSA. Enjoy.
And thanks for tuning in to another episode of the podcast, All in San Diego. We're all about the people and places that make San Diego awesome. We're actually going to give you some ideas for getting out of San Diego day trip style. This is not staycationing. This is getting going somewhere fun and coming back on the same day. We'll get to that in a little bit. We've got a special guest from Fleet Science Center that's going to tell us about the amazing thing they have going on right now and through the summer and a lot more. But I want to start with you making San Diego awesome, Sarah, because you took part in a pizza battle on National Pizza Day.
Oh my God, this was the most fun. I haven't had this much fun in a long time. So we got a chance to be a part of the Sammy's Pizza National Pizza Day pizza making competition.
Yes.
You and I collaborated. We discussed what might be the best angle to try to get on the menu because the winner got $5,000 for the charity of their choice, which is
yes,
amazing. And then they would also get their pizza on Sammy's menu for the year. So it was a lot at stake, a lot at stake. You and I talked about how I should make a Mediterranean pizza because there wasn't
yes,
anything like that on their menu. Mm-hmm. And the kicker was the hummus drizzle.
Yes.
Right? The hummus
right,
drizzle.
We're going AJ, all your favorite Mediterranean veggies, a little feta cheese on the top. And
yes,
then, yeah, who thinks to put hummus on pizza? But it does work.
I mean, right? Brain explodes. I made a fatal error.
Oh, no.
Any guesses on what I did that I shouldn't have done?
No, I know you didn't win, but I don't know why. What did you?
I didn't win. Congratulations to Allie Wagner, by the way, from KUSI. She won. I put the hummus drizzle on before it went into the pizza oven, not after.
Sarah Perry. Sarah, what were you doing? No one wants hot hummus. When have you ever had cooked hummus in your life?
You know what? I felt like once I got started making the pizza, it felt sort of frantic. And the person next to me was like finished with their pizza. And then a friend of ours from another radio station, like All in Good Fun, like made a comment about how long it was taking me to make the pizza.
They got in your head.
They totally got in my head. I wish you were there to like keep things calm. Anyway, I like just sort of, I drizzled
yeah,
the hummus and then they took it away. And like, as I was drizzling it, I swear, AJ, as I was drizzling it, I was like, why are you doing this? This should be after.
Yes. This was like dipping your nuggets in ranch before frying them. This is not the order of operation for our idea. But
I know.
I'm sure you still represented. It looked like you had a great time. Congratulations to Allie Wagner and her truffle pizza. most overrated ingredient in the world.
Come on, no, be cool.
They're like mushrooms, only dirtier.
No, don't be a sore loser. We can't be a sore loser. These were professional grade food judges. So I have to just accept their judgment. And it was my mistake. And I will never do that again.
Yeah. Well, they need to, they're going to put the pizza on their menu for a year. And they need to have that pizza sell. And I'm sure writing up the menu topped with piping hot hummus was
the hot hummus pizza did not win. And then it kind of just made it all look like brown. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, presentation counts, people.
You know what this pizza needs? Baby food on top, because that's what hot hummus seems like.
One of the judges did say, they're like, I never thought to put hummus on pizza. And I was like, I don't know, should I take that as a good, is that a good thing or a bad thing? Anyway, didn't win, but had a blast. And very happy for Allie Wagner's charity. They got $5,000, challenged athletes, a very worthy cause.
We'll get them next year. I love it. And that was for National Pizza Day. So I want to take a minute to remind you, most of us can't see. You see your friends on Instagram on National Whatever Day going, oh, I'm eating a burrito because it's burrito day. We can't always drop everything and go get the burrito, right?
So no, we can't.
Pizza Day just came and went. But if you're dying to have a good pizza, we did a whole episode about pizza. I'll put the link in this episode. There are a lot of great places in San Diego. And as a quick update to that in honor of Pizza Day, there are a couple hot new pizza places.
Oh.
I don't know if you've been catching the buzz about Prince Street Pizza.
No. Tell me.
Oh, it's got everyone on fire, Sarah. This is a very popular pizza place that actually started in Manhattan, keeping it real, New York-style pizza. They opened up some locations in L.A., and they were on fire, and they've now opened one location on Market Street in San Diego. It's supposed to be amazing, and they specialize in Sicilian squares of pizza. So you're not getting that big New York slice square pizza. Judging by the buzz, it's amazing. So if you're looking for a new place, check them out. Or Gnarly Girl Pizza. Their pizza is supposed to be very good. This is in North Park. I want to go just for the vibe because the walls are painted with Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, who famously love pizza.
Oh,
they have vintage boom boxes hanging on the wall. It's just, and it's Gnarly Girl. It's gnarly fun. It's supposed to be fantastic. Again, in North Park, they do have the classic New York slices. They also have hot sandwiches and a lot of other things to try. So two new pizza places for you to try.
That's what I should have done, a square pizza. Do you think that would have helped me stand out?
Well, if you did it in the right order, I fear you would have baked it and then tried to cut it into a square or something insane.
All right. Okay. But I deserve that. It's fine.
Maybe next time. All right, Sarah, do you want to get into these day trips?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I love this. We did a whole episode about staycations, which they're a lot of fun too, right? Where you go stay overnight. But sometimes you just want to get out of San Diego for the day, come back and sleep in your own bed, and you're looking for a great idea. And there are a lot of them. There are ones in San Diego, right? I love a day trip to Ocean Beach. I love a day trip to Carlsbad. There are a lot of fun places to just go for the day. But if you want to leave San Diego, I've got five ideas for you.
Get out of the bubble a little bit. It's an amazing bubble, but just a little bit.
It is. And I'm going to start with an obvious one and get out of the way because so few people take advantage of the fact that we live on the border to another country. Go to Mexico. Enjoy. Because for so many people, they went when they were 19 to TJ and they got, went to Senior Frogs and spun around in the chair and had the whistleblower guy. There's a whole nother experience, whether it's Ensenada or Rosarito or even TJ itself.
Yeah.
The food, the culture, the music. A day trip to Mexico is super fun. And
the wine country. Oh my gosh. These insane wineries that are all over Mexico. I mean, it's right at our fingertips.
You're right. And that's another huge appeal just to do that. Whether it's a girl's day or an anniversary or whatever it is. I think the barrier to the Mexico day trip for a lot of people is the logistics.
That's what I was just going to say. It seems overwhelming.
You don't have to do it. You can ask around, figure it out. You can stop. You get the Mexican car insurance right before you cross the border and you go there are ways to do it, but there are so many ways to not do it nowadays. There are so many buses that'll pick you up, tours that'll take you over and come back. We could probably do a whole nother episode about that. And maybe
we should. Yeah.
But in the meantime, just open your mind. Do a little Google research yourself. It doesn't have to be an intimidating thing. And my gosh, it's fun. And As a lover of food, just to go over there and eat some great food.
Oh, authentic.
Alone.
Yes.
Yeah. it's a great day trip for sure.
Sidebar, yes. you talked about like going when you were 19. I cannot believe to this day, when I look back on my college years at SDSU, we would get on a party bus on a Wednesday night that would just pick us up by the dorms. Like, I can't believe I did that and like made it back to tell the tale. Like, if you did not get back on that last call bus ride at like 2 a.m., you would be there. Like, you would be spending the night in Club A.
Yeah. And after the amount of tequila shots that were going around, that's not an unheard of possibility that you missed that bus.
Such a mom thing to say, but I'm like, oh my God, I would never let Lila do that. I would never let my daughter do that. But it didn't seem like that big of a deal at the time.
Oh my gosh. Right. I know. I know. All right. On a little bit more of an obscure note, a lot of people have never even heard of this, which is amazing, but you can do a day trip to Idlewild.
I love Idlewild.
I haven't been, but it's getting, you know, now that I live out more in the Temecula area, it's a pretty common day trip from out here. And from what I hear, it's a lot like Big Bear, which I love. I go to Big Bear 3-4 times a year, but it has that small town vibe. It gets some snow in the winter.
Yes.
It's beautiful in the fall. It's, you just go eat at a little cafe or a
totally.
Diner. You go on a hike, you enjoy nature. You're not going to spend a ton of money. You're not going to ride any roller coasters or do anything like that.
No.
You're going to have a relaxing day away from San Diego. And sometimes that's the best kind of day trip.
It feels like you're a million miles away. And I love that feeling. It's you're just like totally, you could disconnect. You could completely disconnect for the day.
Yeah. And it's less than a 2-hour drive for most of San Diego. And unlike the drive to Big Bear, it doesn't feel like a roller coaster. I mean, I love Big Bear, but that drive over the mountains is a white knuckler.
I know.
So this is a more relaxed drive. Definitely Idlewild. It is a great idea. Another one a lot of people don't think about is San Clemente. Now, this is going to take you north right along the Pacific Ocean, and it's kind of like going to PB or Mission Beach, but you're not at the same old San Diego beaches, right?
Yeah.
Big, long, stretching beaches. You can do all the things, whether it's whale watching or fishing or biking or walking. They have a pier. They've got amazing seafood restaurants. There's something for everybody. If, like, again, you want that beach experience we love our beaches, but sometimes you want to just, you know, do something new.
Yeah, for sure. That's a great one. And it's not too far at all. Same with San Juan Capistrano. I mean, I kind of put that in the category of San Clemente, but like San Juan Capistrano, you get off there. You can even take the train. You get off and you can just explore that little area. Great restaurants. If you've got little ones, they have Zoomars, which is a really cool petting zoo. That's a really super fun experience too. Day trip.
In fact, thank you for leading me in by next one, because that was the next one.
Oh, no, sorry.
I love it. Yeah, no, it is a great one. And I think the difference is this one has a little bit of more of that historic cultural experience, right? San Juan Capistrano was founded in 1776, and a lot of the buildings have been there since around then. So you see amazing architecture and the rolling hills, and it's certainly beautiful, but there's plenty to do as well. And like you said, how many day trips can you take the train to? That's a huge appeal right there.
Yeah, it's awesome. And I would put that in the category of maybe not as much as Mexico, but you feel like, oh, what are the logistics of that? It's easy. You just go to the closest train station to you in San Diego. And when you get off in San Juan Capistrano, you're right there. You're in the heart of everything that you would want to see.
Yep. Love that. Day trip without driving. You can't beat it. All right. And finally, another one that people know about, but probably don't take advantage of that often, is Palm Springs. And I know it's a little bit of a longer drive. A lot of people like staying overnight. And certainly if you can do that, it's great, but you don't have to. It's not that far of a drive to Palm Springs. And when you get there, do you know about the tram, Sarah?
I've seen pictures of this. And it's one of those things where you go, I can't believe I didn't know that that existed.
Yes, it goes up the side of a mountain for 2.5 miles and takes you to a whole nother area of all the fun Palm Springs thing. I'm talking dining and live music and entertainment and shopping. There's so much of that in Palm Springs. The tram is super fun. And here's a pro tip. You can take the tram up, but then skip it and walk back down. 2.5 miles is not that crazy of a walk, right?
No, not downhill.
clearly all downhill, right?
Am I picturing this correctly? I think I've seen pictures of it or video where it's almost like if you're at a ski resort and you're going up the ski lift, but it's not
all right up the side of a mountain.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's not like you don't look down and just see a thousands of foot free fall. You're just literally going up the mountain the entire time.
Super scenic.
Yeah, super scenic. Doesn't take that long, 2.5 miles. A lot of fun. Have you ever gone outlet shopping in Palm Springs? Oh my gosh.
Yes, of course. I mean, what kind of a question is that?
Yeah, I don't like shopping. I don't love outlets, but my gosh, theirs are so good. Even I get excited about it. You could literally just do that. Literally just get up early, drive to Palm Springs, go to the outlets, spend hours, because it's the biggest outlet center I've ever seen.
It's
and then
enormous.
Have a nice dinner and go home. Yeah.
I actually think it's so big that it's like on two separate sides. They have like two separate sides of the street that are like,
yes.
They had to build more. Or you yes. could just go, you could go see the dinosaurs from the Pee Wee Herman movie.
You can definitely you can squeeze that in as well.
Yeah. Don't miss it.
That's important cultural stuff. So there are certainly more amazing road trips you can take from San Diego, including ones we've talked about to death on this podcast, like Julian and things like that.
Of course.
There's five new ones, five ideas. Get out. As much as we love celebrating San Diego, we could all use something new and fresh as well.
Another thing that just opened is at Fleet Science Center. We love Fleet. You guys always have the coolest, most interactive exhibits. It's called Flashback. And I think if I understand it correctly, you're flashing back through the decades. Carla is here from Fleet Science Center. Why don't you tell us more about it?
Yeah, so Flashback came up as an experience for us to celebrate our 50th anniversary because, believe it or not, the Fleet Science Center is turning 50. So as a way to celebrate those 50 years, we came up with Flashback, which is an experience where we flash back to five different decades, the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, the 2000s, the 2010s, all the way to today. And what we wanted to do is really embody each decade and each time where we collected those super exciting exhibits that we have on a regular basis here and just create an entire experience based on that.
So like if you're flashing back to the 70s, you're in your mom's living room with shag orange carpet and your mom's Tupperware stacked up next to you. If you're in the 2010s, you're taking selfies. It's hard to believe actually that the 2010s is flashing back.
Right.
Kind of scary.
Yeah. So every decade has something very, very iconic. So in the 70s, like you said, we're in the middle of the living room. We're also in a kitchen with linoleum floor.
Yes.
Right?
Ew. In
the, and then in the 80s, we have the classic American mall at food court. And we have a little moment bringing it back to that. We have exciting experiences that also reflect that time at the Fleet. In the 90s, we have records, you know, going to the record store, buying them, aww, the beginning of the CDs also.
Tower Records. What was the other
the
big
warehouse.
CD? The Warehouse.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that is in the 90s, very, very 90s. In the 2000s, we have pop-ups and MySpace.
AJ, did you have a MySpace page?
Sure did. I had top 8 friends.
What was your handle?
Oh, I don't remember my handle, but I spent a lot of time customizing it, making sure I had the perfect song that played when you came on.
Sure.
It was short-lived, but it was a big deal while I was here.
Yeah.
Yeah, we made sure to include Tom.
Oh, my gosh. I had totally forgotten about that.
MySpace was so much more fun than all the newer social media platforms. It really was.
Long live MySpace.
Yeah. Okay. So how long is this going on and where do we need to go to get our tickets and what do we need to know about our visit?
It's going to go all the way through the summer. So make sure to come in. It's included with admission, so you don't have to pay extra to be part of this experience.
I love that about Fleet.
Yeah, so we're open 365 days a year, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. So if it's like Tuesday or Monday, the weekend, whenever you want to come, we're open. And you can find all of the information at fleetscience.org.
That's amazing. Fleetscience.org. Little pro tip. Don't get so distracted by customizing your MySpace that your Tamagotchi dies on you.
That is a good pro tip. Thank you.
We need to multitask. Carla, thanks for joining us. We'll all be headed out there either now or in the summer when we have a little bit more time. It sounds like a ton of fun. And congratulations on 50 years.
Thank you so much.
Okay, so that legit is one we have to go to. I don't know if I want to go with you because I'm just going to lose you in the 90s section immediately.
I feel like, bye. You go check out the 2010s. I'm staying here.
Yeah, no, it's going to be one to definitely check out. I'm glad it's going to be here for so long, so we all get a chance to check it out. We love Fleet. And I want to give a quick heads up about something new that's blowing up in San Diego, since we're all about the people and places that make San Diego awesome. We now have a hot, Sarah, a hot new flea market. What do you know about that?
I don't know anything about this.
Well, we famously have always had the Kobe swap meet. People love the swap meet, but we don't have flea markets. And a lot of people who love flea markets road trip to LA on the weekends to go to the big famous flea markets. Well, one of the big LA ones, the Silver Lake Flea Market, has opened up operations in Encinitas right off the 101.
What?
And it's getting bigger and bigger every weekend. Absolutely.
This is my hometown. How do I not know about this already?
You got to get out there. So the beloved LA location has over 80 vendors and they're quickly growing at the Encinitas location to have at least that many. That is their goal. So it's every Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 4. And
oh my God,
think of a farmer's market without so much farming, right? It's actually people, you know, it's actual businesses selling their wares. So
makers.
It's a little bit of everything.
Makers.
Makers. Like, it's a maker's mark. Yes.
Makers. And that's the term.
And you get to support people, like, you know, with their own small businesses, and you get things you're not going to find at the mall. Super fun. It's getting a lot of buzz lately. Check it out.
That's a great tip. Had not heard about that one yet.
Well, now you have. And now you let me know, and everyone else listening, what's coming up in San Diego this week.
This is something that my son really wants to go to. Have you heard of the Beyond King Tut immersive experience going on at the Del Mar Fairgrounds?
I have, and I want to go, and it looks awesome. And ancient Egypt is so fascinating. I don't know why we focus so much on King Tut, but we do.
I don't know.
We're going to continue doing it.
I think because they probably have a lot of cool artifacts and stuff like that. It has been 100 years since the discovery of the tomb. And they say they are bringing the magic and mystery, AJ, of ancient Egypt to San Diego. This is a multi-gallery, multi-sensory exhibition. And it's going on now through the end of next month. So you have through, I think it's March 26th, to go check it out. Tickets at beyondkingtut.com start at $22. And this is kind of cool. If your kid is into this kind of stuff, it's like fun and educational.
Yeah, it looks awesome, honestly.
Yeah. Also, you can check out a Goals home game. We've talked a lot about checking out some local sporting events, and the Goals games are super fun. A bunch of home games coming up February 14th, 18th, 19th, 24th. The games are usually at 5 or 7 p.m. Down at Pechanga Arena. Tickets also for this starting at $22. So go check out a Goals game. Circus Vargas is in town. It's probably not the same circus that you remember when you were a kid because of animal rights and everything, and animal cruelty is on their radar. So this is, I believe, just completely human circus. They're wrapping up their shows in Mission Valley. They're in National City starting on the 17th, and then Westfield, North County, and Escondido at the beginning of March. And tickets start at just $19 for that show. And it's awesome. It's so fun. Have you been to the circus in the last several years?
I did Cirque du Soleil, which is, you know, like fancy circus.
Yeah.
I have gone to the circus. I'm glad they're not doing the animals anymore. That seemed like no kind of life for the animals.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's a great life for the tightrope walkers and the jugglers and the clowns and all that stuff. Is super fun.
Really cool. If you're in the mood for some live comedy, Chris Hardwick is at the American Comedy Company downtown this Friday night, the 17th. Chris Hardwick was attached to the host of MTV show.
Singled Out, my friend, which on. You should know this.
I know. I was hoping to not bring up Singled Out. I don't know why I teach you up for that.
That's what you may know Chris Hardwick from, as well as a lot of other nerdy stuff. He did the after show for Walking Dead and many other things.
I thought he was the guy from Remote Control, but that was somebody else.
Ken Ober.
Wow.
That was Ken Ober.
How did you just pull out Ken Ober?
My brain is weird with this kind of stuff. And a pre-SNL Adam Sandler was the guy that would come on and do all the wacky skits on Remote Control.
My gosh. Sorry. Mm. You need to go be a part of some MTV history trivia night. That was amazing.
I guess.
So just some options for this coming up week.
A lot of options, as always, because there's always so much to do in San Diego. Thank you for tuning in. Thanks again to Yasukochi Farms for sponsoring this episode. Love the idea of having that. You know why I love it, Sarah? Because it challenges you not to just make green beans for the 8 millionth time, right? You get things in the
you're
box and you're
kidding.
Like, hey, what am I going to do with a turnip? I wouldn't buy a turnip at the store.
I know.
I'm going to find it away. Yeah.
Fennel leeks. I mean, it has inspired me to make some different foods. I made a cauliflower soup. When would I have ever made a cauliflower soup? But it was this beautiful, amazing head of cauliflower that I didn't want it to go to waste. It's a great way to get your family to eat more fruits and vegetables.
Do you fill it with some piping hot hummus?
You know what? I don't need to take this from you. I admitted my mistake. And actually, that might be kind of good.
We'll see you next week.
Always drizzle your hummus after.
All dips go on after.